Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, welcome along to another podcast. For those people who listen to all of these podcasts, and yesterday's intro had the weird bit where I tried to turn off a monitor to stop the high-pitched noise, it was the second computer in the shed. It was busy doing some sort of Windows update that has absolutely knackered it. So there's some error code, which I could read to you. The really annoying thing about that is that little mini PC, which I just left plugged in, kind of working as a server, but not really. I used to, some of my laptops in the actual house, basically I've got a laptop in every room in case I want to do some work. Some of them are so old, you can't do work on them. But what you can do is like Windows Remote Connect to the mini PC in the shed. So I could be using that as a terminal. Not any flipping more, stupid Windows. Anyway, that update. I'm sure that story will rattle on. While I've been telling you that, I've been dishing out the paperwork for today's show. I've cut out bits of newspapers. We're about to talk about the stories because we're broadcasting this on radio. Then we're turning it into a podcast that sounds like this. On the show today, we'll be talking about many news stories, including Nigella, because I've always loved talking about Nigella. There is no reason why we shouldn't be having some Nigella updates. The Caroline Quinton's in the news. Do you know what? There's someone I forgot about, but used to love her work. And something about, what's this one? Oh, ChatGPT. I've started to use AI more. I know, I got my website, which I found ways of making like pictures for it on AI. And anyway, so more on that later. Basically, I'm giving in. They're winning me over. At some point, the AI will take control and I'll be one of their minions. But it works quite well, so I look forward to it. You know that I love Nigella Lawson probably slightly too much. And not for the main reason that everyone else does, just because she's so entertaining. She's lost the plot so much that when it comes around to Christmas, one of my favourite things to do is watch her TV show to see how much she's lost the plot in the last 12 months. And it's always good. Remember, she was the one who called the microwave the microwave, which, you know, makes it sound fancy. She did something about having a box of licorice, and it's like a sewing box of all the different licorice that you can get. But Nigella Lawson thinks that Nutella on pancakes is vulgar. Ooh, we're not all middle class. She said that, it says here, she made the shocking announcement, is it really? In her recipe for the day email. And there's other recipes that she dished out for Pancake Day. I think she's jealous. Because Nigella has lost the plot, as we've discovered. Which really means that Nutella would be her perfect name right now. But they've already got Brandmark on it, and they trademark. So, no wonder she's annoyed. More entertainment news. We will get Larry back when I get some time. But I just had a new child, for crying out loud. Telly star Caroline Quinton says that spending time hugging trees keeps her sane. Wait a minute. If you're hugging a tree, are you sane? If you're, I would say, even hugging something that's not a human's a stretch. Dogs, all right, I'll give you that. But if you're hugging something that's not a mammal, something's gone wrong in your life, hasn't it? If you are getting physically intimate with a tree. However, I don't wish to judge. I know what she means about getting back to nature. It's good, but no one ever talks about those of us who don't like hugging. I'm not really warm to hugging anyone. The idea of hugging a tree seems like we're just spreading it further. So is it okay if I can just give a tree a nice, polite handshake? Or at least a nod, because they don't have hands. So can I just go, morning? And that's about as much emotion as a Generation X straight white northerner can just about manage. Some politics news, but we'll do American politics so people don't need to get all het up and shout at me. Joe Biden in the news is fighting back against accusations that he's doddery. So it was the investigation into why he kept some private documents, some top secret documents. And the guy in charge of it was like a Trump appointee. So he's biased. But the ruling was, we're not going to charge Joe Biden because he's a doddery old man. So it very much plays into the narrative that Trump's trying to go with. Plus also, he is a doddery old man. I mean, there's no two ways around it. The way that he tried to defend himself, he basically said, Joe Biden said, well, I don't remember having problems with my memory. Like, good, yep. Fair play, top points. But now he's taken to TikTok. The 81-year-old has announced his arrival with a cheesy post captioned, LOL, hey guys. Oh, he couldn't have sounded older if he tried. His bio says that he grows the economy. That's what he does for a living, apparently. It says earlier this week, the US president sparked an internet frenzy after posting a meme showing him as the Terminator-esque menace after the Super Bowl. Yeah, he's probably he needs to watch Terminator 1, because if you think being the Terminator makes you the good guy, you're only paying attention to the sequels. You need to remember that original, and it's not like remembering is his strong point right now. Ew. Just wanted to say, I was watching the TV and there was an interview with Jane Torval and Christopher Dean. I didn't know why. Turns out they've marked their 40th anniversary by going back on tour or something. But I also wanted to mention it because when I glanced at the TV, I'm not saying they've aged. They've aged. And I looked across and I couldn't really see Christopher Dean, but I could see Jane Torval. And I said to my other half, why is Hillary Clinton on telly? So, you know. It says here, people working from home would turn down a pay rise of up to 15% rather than go back to the office full time. That's an interesting statistic. Nearly half said that the advantages outweighed having more money. Now, when the rest of this article talks about travel time and commuting and travel costs and all that, but I think we need to address the elephant in the room. They finally worked out how much value people put on not having to spend time with their co-workers. Do you know what I mean? It's your friends, the people you pick, your family you're related to, your co-workers somehow falls between two stools, doesn't it? And the next thing you know, you have to spend ages with them. And if you don't, people would willingly lose 15% of their pay packet rather than spend time with co-workers. Fresh. AI is back in the news. We cover it a lot here on the show, but the maker of ChatGPT, Sam Altman, has said that the dangers of artificial intelligence keep him awake at night. Firstly, why'd you invent it then, you stupid... I mean, it's not like you didn't have a choice, come on. Secondly, have you tried using ChatGPT? You can, like, ask it for suggestions on how to get a better night's sleep. I put off getting into AI for ages. And then the other night, I was like, I wonder if I install that app, and now I've got it doing everything for me. It's brilliant. I know I used to have a joke in my stand-up about Valentine's Day, saying it's difficult to do romantic things, but thanks to ChatGPT, I don't know what it wrote in that Moonpig card, but it seemed to work because, you know, I got a little bit of action with a postman. So, but I am getting into the AI stuff now. None of this show is written by AI, but if I do start letting that happen, you'll notice the improvement. There's a new story that we haven't touched on this show for a few days now. The tea shortage. You know, we've done stuff about shortages. Where's my jingle? I've got a jingle that says shortage of the day. There it is. So why didn't we talk about the tea shortage? I'll tell you why. I don't think it's going to impact hardly anyone. Normally, the shortages are about supply chains and whatever. And it means that you run out of vegetables, cucumbers, that's been a big one. KFC a few years ago was one of them. Well, now, tea bags are set to replace toilet rolls as the thing most stolen, only because the newspapers have told us we're running out of it. Brits are scared on missing out on their beloved cuppas due to a shortage of supplies that are threatening to strip the shelves. Calm down, have a nice cup of tea. Calm down. You probably have a lot of tea. If you're like me, we've always got more tea in the house than you think you can ever get through. And then maybe once every 3 years, you go and buy another massive box of it. And it's so cheap, you think, oh, I'll get the bigger one. The only limiting factor on how much tea we've got in the house is how big the cupboard is. The odds of you needing tea during... Calm down. Go and have a nice drink. Obviously, not tea, go for the alcohol. Now, that shortage really would hit us, wouldn't it? In international news... Argentina's maverick president, Javier Milei, you know, the one who looks like Les Dawson, he's apparently given Pope Francis a box of biscuits because he called him an imbecile. So he's apologised for causing the Pope... You can't call the Pope an imbecile, he's infallible. Who are you to... You're not infallible, you're Les Dawson. But anyway, so he called him an imbecile, and to make up for it, he sent him his favourite biscuits. Does it say which they are? Garibaldi, surely. Hey, have I just done a joke? I don't really know. In a huge U-turn, he said he's the most important Argentinian, and it doesn't say which biscuits he sent. But the point is, that's fine. If you'd like to call... It's a great trade, is what I'm saying. If you'd like to call me an imbecile and send me biscuits, do it. We'll give out the address at the end of the thing. Given a chance, given the decision between listening to someone call me an imbecile, which I get on online anyway, and free biscuits, oh yeah. Right, podcast done. Loads of it didn't get in the show. And it depends on the length of the music, doesn't it? But cops launched a manhunt after dozens of post boxes were painted gold. Not quite sure what the joke would have been, but the key word would have been guilt. Do you know what I mean? like a criminal, guilt, and also covering something in gold, it is guilt. So that would have been a joke. Gavin and Stacey set to be revived after 5 years. I wouldn't have even touched that, to be fair. What's this one? Sunning ourselves on beaches gets a quarter of Brits horny. Does it? Does it really? Or is it that to be on a beach, you have to be in a foreign country and foreigners are just more attractive, especially near beaches? Have you noticed? So that would have been that one. What's this one? Apes have a sense of humour just like humans. Disagree. Have you met some humans? Honestly, when I was in hospital, I think I told you this joke, when they put the... Because my operation was on my left wrist, normally where they put the info tag. So they put one on my right wrist, one on my left leg. And when they were putting the leg one on, I said, ah, good, wise, in case the leg becomes detached during the operation. And the nurse actually went, no, it's because we need the information available on both. I know, I wasn't joking, you cram. What's this one? Beer lovers can claim that they've been fed a lie. Guinness doesn't need to be left to rest before you can finish. Why do they do that? Because it's bad. I tell you, the bigger waste of time in comparison to ordering a Guinness is trying to get served in the first place. But when you get both, 10 minutes of waving a £20 note in the vague direction of someone who might serve you, then they almost finish your pint and then put it to one side. Yeah, you feel like Tiny Tim looking into the... Oh, please, can I have some more? That's not Tiny. That's not... I'm picking the wrong Dickens, aren't you? You feel like Oliver. Please, sir, may I have more of my Guinness? More! And that's all that you need from today's podcast, I think, before I have this breakdown live on air. Subscribe to wherever you get this podcast if you fancy it. Tweet me at Mr. Stephen Allen. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.